Want to do a go. Sitcom?
Yeah. Do you think it happened? If so, why? And would it be a good move? So, Jim Harbaugh had four seasons as a head coach with the Niners, right? His record was 44-19-1. He took him to...
What's up, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome back, season 2, episode 3. Episode 3.
Enter claps. No.
Or is this episode 2?
There we go. We have our live studio audience.
No, hey, welcome back to the Sports Manor. We're here for the second episode of the season. We have our boy Jack with us. He's the baseball guy. We have the new number one fan of the Toronto, or not Toronto.
We have the Tampa Bay Raptors. Now I have a reason to be a basketball fan. And, you know, never say that I was not a day one Tampa Raptors fan, because I am. I broke out this old jersey out the closet. And, you know, I couldn't have been, you know, more happy for
that
the start of a
custom
season.
Custom made. And then we have Renee in his trash ass Seahawks sweater.
Come on, man. We back on the map. You know, we got our backup running back in, you know. Firstly, finally a dub, finally a game where Russell Wilson doesn't throw an interception, looking perfect again. So back in the MVP candidate.
But for sure. Yeah, I agree. We'll get there. We'll get there. But
better than that Cam Newton boy.
I agree.
Let's jump into that shit.
No, we're not going to.
I want to talk about how
into,
Seattle was the worst.
No, we'll get there. We'll get there because that's gonna run some time. So let's jump into it.
We're gonna do basketball and baseball for you guys. Coca said he got a little bit of criticism.
I do. I got some things on my mind about baseball. But real quick, we're gonna jump into James Harden. You know, number one offseason storyline right now. He declined the $50 million extension. Would have been the highest extension in NBA history.
That's a lot of ones for the strip club.
But you know, the Houston strip club, you know,
they'll be missing him.
Yeah, they will be missing him because he's out the door. And you know, everybody's, you know, projecting. I've seen the Nets, I've seen Milwaukee, which I don't see that one. But I'll tell you mine. I think he's going to the 76ers.
I could see that. They just picked up Dwight Howard yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, he's a fucking role player, but still, they got Dwight Howard. And then they got who'd they just sign to?
They either traded for or signed Steph Curry. Seth Curry.
And Danny Green.
He's solid. He choked in the NBA final. In the bubble.
He didn't do shit.
Yeah, bubble Danny Green. Nah, don't show up. But Danny Green in the regular season, he's a solid, you know, wing.
9 points a game.
Yeah, he's solid. He's a bench. He's a role player. Yeah, and, you know, you got to have that depth.
Though,
yeah. I mean, I don't think he's going to start in Philly.
I don't think he should.
No.
I don't think he should start anywhere.
I don't think James Harden ends up there, though. I really think he wants to go play with KD in Brooklyn. Yep. So that's what everybody's been talking about.
See, I can see it. I'm not opposed to it. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. How is that chemistry going to mesh? And I know it's like, oh, these grown men just want to win. But, you know, there's one guy in that locker room who's, you know, he's pretty outlandish with his, you know, takes. And, you know, he's got a mind of his own, Kyrie Irving.
Well, I think he's on the way out. So people are saying James Harden's going to come in and they're going to do a swap. So Kyrie's going to go, I've heard Miami.
Yeah.
Other places like that. But I think the chemistry would work out. They play together.
Yeah, exactly.
I could see Kevin Durant and James Harden working tremendously. But if somehow they all three get to stay, which I don't think would happen, I know the Rockets are going to say, hey, we're giving up, you know, arguably a top five player. We need something in return.
Yeah, for sure.
So I could see the 76ers giving Ben Simmons, which, you know, wouldn't, you know, which I feel like is way more one-sided because, you know, James Harden and then Ben Simmons, who's really only a playmaker and a defender. But Kyrie Irving, imagine being in that huddle and you've got a first-year head coach, Steve Nash. First off, how's he going to deal with all that? And he's, you know, 15 seconds left. He's in the huddle and he's like, all right, Kyrie, you're kicking it out to KD. Kyrie's going to want that shot.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard he's selfish from, like, when he was at Cleveland. He was pissed off that he wasn't the guy and LeBron was, and that's why he left. But I don't think he'll be there anyway, so I don't think it'll really matter.
That's what to get James Harden, they're going to have to give up Kyrie. And I think this is a time for Kevin Durant to, you know, figure out who he is. Like, if you look at LeBron James, he's got as much input as the general manager. So...
Fair enough.
Yeah,
fair enough.
So LeBron's, you know, he's showing up the teams and he's like, I want them out and I want, you know, bring in Dwayne Wade, you know, when he was in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out.
But they're trying to win games out there. And, well, one thing I saw too, everybody was like, oh, we're finally going to see KD versus LeBron in the finals and see who's better. I mean, even if we do see him in the finals and KD wins, okay, LeBron's how old now? Yeah. Like, it's not prime LeBron versus prime KD, so I don't know why people are bringing that up.
I think they're still, I think they're both in their prime. LeBron, I think, is still in his prime after last season. Yeah. But Kevin Durant, I mean, we haven't seen him play in almost a full year.
Yeah, and he's coming off an injury too, so I don't know. To me, I want to see it happen. I want to see James Harden and him team up. Westbrook didn't work out. Mm-hmm. Westbrook's on the way out too from Houston. So
because that Lakers team is reloading for sure.
Stacked. Yeah. Automatic lock.
Oh, man.
No, I think Westbrook. No, I've seen.
They have a point guard.
So that's the thing. Nobody wants Westbrook. Like two that's teams have put in offers. The what, Hornets, the I think, and it was Charlotte and somebody and one other team.
Orlando.
Yeah, I think Orlando.
Was it Orlando?
It's like the favorite to take.
I'll start going to games.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be a fan.
Yeah.
100%. I'm a true day one Raptors fan, so I can't wait to see that matchup of pretty solid point guards and Fred Van Fleet. You know, my boy in Tampa.
Oh, he just made $85 million, highest paid, undrafted NBA player ever.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And that's my new favorite point guard, I can't wait for this season to unfold.
Yeah.
But, whenever, it's starting Christmas or I think December 21st.
It starts soon.
Yeah.
I mean, the draft was this week. Like, LaMelo Ball went to...
And that's just,
Charlotte.
Yeah, to Charlotte.
I maybe know, this is probably bad as an analyst, but I probably know, four players that went drafted, and it's just one, LaMelo Ball just from social media.
Yeah.
Two, I don't have the Lithuania television channels. Like, I can't watch him play, and I don't feel like taking time out of my day to go live stream it online. It's just like I feel like college basketball; these players are one and done, So you don't have time to really know who they are. Like we all know Trevor Lawrence. We all know Ian Book, Kyle Trask. We've watched them play 3-4 years while college basketball, these guys are just in and out, and I can't blame them.
Yeah, basketball is different because you got to go back to their AAU circuits, and that's how people really. It's like your career portfolio starts in middle school, right?
Yeah,
look at LeBron James' son and how young he is. But it was pretty cool to see LaMelo get drafted. A lot of people didn't think he'd make it, and he took a different route, went to Australia, played over there. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if more kids are going to start doing that, especially with all the NCAA rules and stuff.
Right. I would like to see it get paid.
Yeah, for real. But it should be a cool season. New York Knicks are finally doing something, too. They drafted that guy Obi from Dayton. He's pretty nice. I was watching his highlight tape.
No, he's a solid. He's dope. He's a solid player.
And Westbrook's in the running for them, too. They might get Westbrook, too.
Oh, man.
I saw that thrown out there.
The Knicks.
Nobody cares about the Knicks.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
Still relevant.
But, one offseason that is going on, maybe I could teach y'all something about the MLB. There's a lot of big names on the move.
Is that soccer?
Major League Baseball. Yeah. Honestly, this could come into effect, the problems that a lot of those teams are running into with no fans, the revenue was down dramatically.
Is this before or after COVID?
Before. No, wait. So they had no fans the whole season, so they missed out a lot of revenue. So a lot of these small market teams probably going to be making no moves at all. And then... it could affect the NFL teams. Like, a lot of them did not have fans. So, really, the offseason, we don't know in, Major League Baseball. And there's some pretty huge names that is on the move. I'll be brief. But the number one guy is JT Realmuto. He's probably the best catcher in baseball. He's top five in home runs, hits, batting average. He's, definitely the best defensively, throwing from home to second when, someone's stealing the bases.
Sports.
He's tired of it already. He said, get me out of here.
But I really hope that he stays in Philadelphia just because they have a solid team around him. They've got Bryce Harper, who's one of the best hitters in baseball. They were one game out of the playoffs, and to make over that leap, they definitely got to keep him on the payroll for sure.
Baseball.
You guys agree with me on that one?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he's the best catcher.
It sounds good.
The only catcher I've heard since Mike Piazza, which is Mets and, 10 years ago. So
last one. No,
I'm getting sick thinking about baseball.
No, but another big name is Trevor Bauer, pitcher from the Cincinnati Reds. He's definitely on his way out. Doesn't want to play for the Reds because they really gave him no help offensively. Batting wise, they were dead last in batting average. So obviously, as a pitcher, you want some help. Think about a quarterback who's getting no help from his defense or his run game. You know what I'm saying?
Russell Wilson.
Exactly. So let's compare.
He's a Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you know, he's a great pitcher. He's just won the Cy Young Award. Yeah, no help. You know, it's their rotation's weak, and they had no batting to help, you know, give him some support. And
do they have a winning record?
They did. They did. But they're a middle of the road team.
Like a 2-1 ratio?
Yes.
Okay. Then I say he's a Russell Wilson.
I need Jack's approval.
But it was only because, and it was only because, you know, Trevor Bauer. But, you know, there's one team, the New York Mets, who you just recently brought up.
Mm-hmm.
They got a new owner who's publicly admiring Trevor Bauer. And as a new owner, he's going to want to spend some bread. He already announced he was ready to, you know, spend it all on a free agent. And what a bigger way to make a name for yourself than sign, you know, the number one pitcher. It'll definitely give the Mets a boost. They could be, you know, one of the best teams in the division with him. They were number one in batting average, so there's already a, you know, enticing offer for Trevor Bauer to even want to sign there. They already got Jacob deGrom and Marcus Stroman to, you know, give him some aid in the pitching rotation. So I think Trevor Bauer to the Mets is a done deal.
Where do you learn this stuff, man? They don't even talk about this on ESPN.
Exactly. This is the only content you can get.
You're a savant.
You can only get this at Sports Manner. I didn't hear, you know, Colin Coward speak about it.
I'm going to do my best. I want to know, like, three baseball players next time we shoot.
I'll do some research. Yeah.
I know. I think D. Gordon.
Yeah.
Nick, those are only because they went to my high school. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's all I know.
But see, you know, the fans asked for it. We're going to bring it to the fans.
Dude, Jack lives in L.A. now. He goes to the Dodgers games. And he's the only one there. I can't do
it. Won it all.
Bro, real talk, I want to hear the people tell me, like, how can you guys sit through a baseball game and enjoy it?
Look, see, it's like it's just relaxing. Like,
yeah, it's more of like it's a business like, thing. Or?
Not even that. It's just like when I go to the Rays games, first off, it's the Rays. Mm. So literally, like, it's not like every other team. I mean, like, the poor team. Not poor, but, like, poor performing teams. Like, the Rays, they're still a great team, but their ticket prices are so low just because, you know, no one's going to Rays games.
So it's like a casual thing to do on the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like an atmosphere thing. I mean, yeah, exactly. I played baseball, and I didn't really enjoy it that much.
Really?
You know, no, you're just sitting in the infield, and, you know, you got a good pitcher, you know. You got high, you know, pitch counts, you know, you go into full counts, and you just feel like you're waiting forever for some action, you know, foul tip, you know, you could be sitting on a batter for almost over like 2 minutes, it feels like.
Yeah. But so, see, some people, like, they enjoy that, like, they like that pitching matchup, and, like, if you want to compare it to football, it's like people that sit there and, like, oh, like, how could we watch the Super Bowl with the Rams and the Patriots?
Yeah.
And it was so boring, but
I play defense and
exactly. stuff. Exactly. So, like, you just got to really, like, get into it, and if it's something that interests you, like, I, like, as a baseball fan, like, when it's a pitcher duel, I'm like, this is boring. Like, I want to see these balls again hit out the park. And, you know, I want to see, like, diving catches. Like, you know, I like the highlights, but
I mean, I'll be honest. I wish I would have played baseball instead of football sometimes because.
Oh, they're getting.
They don't like.
Oh, like the
guaranteed
guy.
Guaranteed money.
Bro, the money. Not even that. Think about it. For football, it's like I have to be fast. I have to be quick, agile. I have to learn all the plays. Mm-hmm. I have to be strong. I have to be big. Like, you have. Like, so much goes into it. You have fucking football practice is what? 4 hours if you include weight, speed, and agility. And then you have a 2-hour practice every day. Baseball, I see like some fat ass fucking baseball guys going out there and killing it. Like, knocking the ball out the
park. Well, see, that's
shit, so.
But that like kind of
extreme skill set. Yeah, though. That's.
But like,
I don't think it's even a.
But see,
comparison.
Like those guys, they're limited on what they can do.
But think about it too. Like, if I do anything every day, all day, I'm gonna get good at it. Right.
You'll get better. No guarantee you'll be good at it.
But
exactly. And you have to be great at it to be at that level.
And
that's
not
the
gonna,
reason why they get paid so
and
much.
And I'm not gonna knock it either. Like, I can't throw fucking baseball 95 miles an hour, right?
Yeah.
But that's fucking impressive. But I feel like they don't have to put in that much work or like effort to get.
I played AAU baseball. I played baseball since I was like, you know, pretty much 7.5 years old, and you know, it's kind of crazy, you know, at such a young age these kids develop, and literally, I mean, like football, obviously you've got spring, you've got, you know, the fall season, and then you've got some time in between training. Baseball is all year round. There is no off season, especially when you're in Florida. You pretty much play 365. I mean, I play Little League, I play AU, travel ball, all these different things.
Fall ball, all that.
It's a lot of wear and tear, you know, on your shoulders and stuff like that. And once you have a minor injury like that, like,
you're done, right?
You're kind of done. It's equivalent to like an ACL.
Yeah,
and that's a lot more common than with the non-contact.
Yeah, Tommy John surgery, that's basically ACL surgery.
That's like for your elbow, right?
Yeah, Tommy John. Like, people lose their careers off of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I got a question for y'all. So, like, growing up, everybody say baseball's America's sport. Y'all feel that way still? Like, do people really prefer baseball over
back in the day?
Basketball and football now? Back in the day, right?
I think basketball, maybe, but I'd probably put baseball third. It just really depends. But yeah. I think football is now the just look at the revenue and the TV ratings. Well,
let me go to the live audience real quick. Like, Jack, how would you rank the sport? Like, baseball, football, and basketball, because I know you watch all three. Which one do you prefer?
I'd probably put football first, basketball second, baseball third.
See, baseball's yeah, he's white. He's white saying baseball's third. So that sport's dead. I mean,
it's not dead.
Really. Not
it's
really.
Not
I'm
dead.
Kidding,
but no, I think it is third. But and then
I mean, when you go to you said what's America's sport?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Football's pretty much only played
in America.
You know, really in America.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I mean, you know, you've got people that watch all over, you know, even we've got a pretty big fan base like in London, you know, UK now.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And we'll play a few games, you know, prior to COVID out there in London. So
then when they put the Jags out there.
Yeah. The Jags and I think the Bucks and Carolina played last season.
Yeah.
They put a game over there too.
Damn, you know what's funny is like when you win a Super Bowl, they'll be like world champs.
Yeah.
But they're not. They're like
I mean
America's
if you think
champs,
about it,
I guess.
Let any other country go build a team and play the top.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. Like, Samoa would probably, they would run it up on us. I'm not going to lie. Those boys are big.
Yeah,
they'll just be like Tennessee, ground and pound.
Nah.
Two at quarterback.
What are you talking about?
If, like, little Samoa had a fucking NFL team, they'd come in here and beat any NFL team, I think.
You're tripping.
Dude, imagine.
I don't know if they got the
You're
speed
tripping.
For it.
This You're tripping.
Boy,
they've got the
speed.
Size and agility, but.
They
no, I mean,
not
agility.
Linemen.
They've got like size and strength.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got.
Bro, those linebackers, those big Polynesian linebackers doing the haka dance. You ever seen that?
Yeah, that's cool.
Bro.
Yeah, that's
just intimidating. I'm not going to lie.
That's cool, but you know, you can line them up and they're going to run that Kyler Murray RPO and they're going to be lost.
You know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to move to Little Samoa and build a football team. I think that's my new passion.
Retirement.
Anyways.
I'm going to go out there. All right, so are you good with baseball?
Yeah.
Do people get enough baseball? You sure?
I think so. We'll leave it up to the viewers, and if they liked it, then more baseball.
Hey, swipe up.
Hey, we struck
but
out.
That's going to... Our... Kevin, I got a goal for you.
All right.
Learn three baseball players and what they're good at. I'm going to give you three baseball players to learn, and you're going to tell me what they're good at and not good at.
All right, cool.
So then when we come back next episode, we're going to see what did Kevin learn about
MLB. Yeah, I
got to
find out the scoring system, too. Like, them
Whoa,
getting goals is kind of hard.
Wait, what? You're messing around. You're trolling.
Nah, so it was a big week in football last week. I really want to start with this because I've been fucking holding it in all week. I think Seattle is the worst team in the NFL. I think Seattle's the worst team in NFL history. They can't even beat the 0-16 Lions, the 0-16 Browns. They are so bad to me.
Why?
I dislike.
Now drop some knowledge. You
why?
Just, you're just talking out
me,
your ass. Because
they lost me money. First off.
Okay.
So it's a personal hate. No.
They lost me a lot of money, too, being a fan.
Yeah, but not really. They're not that bad. But I don't think they're as good as I thought from the last episode. So last episode, I came on. I was kind of hyping up Russell Wilson and all that. And it's crazy how stuff changes from week to week. But I think that even though they did beat Arizona 2 days ago, mm-hmm. I think the true colors are starting to come out a little bit. And I know Renee's going to talk about this in the run game and how that helped them get past Arizona. But I was kind of comparing numbers between Russell Wilson and some other quarterbacks. And he statistically shatters everybody for the most part, right? He has, like, more wins in his first 9 years than Tom Brady.
Right.
More touchdowns. And like, you know what I'm saying? Like, on paper, he looks great.
Right.
But when I was watching him play, I was like, this guy makes a lot of mistakes. Like, he forces a lot of throws. And I get it. He has no defense, so I feel like he has to force some stuff to keep him in the game and all that. But he was making some mistakes that I was looking at. I was like, this guy is not – as good as he looks on paper, and I need to watch more Seattle games because I would watch Patriots games and stuff like that. And after watching him play 2 or 3 weeks, I can see why he hasn't won more than one Super Bowl, right? And when he did it, he had the Legion of Boom behind him. So ever since then, they've been good, but what has he really done? Like, besides statistics, what has he done to help him win a Super Bowl? I think he's actually like hurting him a little bit.
Wait, you said he's hurting.
Bro, I swear. So I watched when they played Buffalo, I watched this man roll out to the right, like point at the receiver and then throw it straight to the DB, like in the end.
Right. That was a mistake. And then he messed up. Wait.
I'll even go back to that individual
play.
Wait,
I just want to say So the Legion of Boom, what was that? Wait, so say that again?
Legion, so he went, think about it, when he went to the Super Bowl,
right.
They lost to New England, but he had Legion of Boom with him, right? He
right.
got to the Super Bowl.
They won.
He won one with them, too, mm-hmm. because they stopped Peyton Manning in the number one offense. It was nothing Russell Wilson really did. Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? That the special teams even helped. Percy Harvin had a kick return and all that. Russell Wilson's good. I'm not going to knock him.
But
he's
wait,
great. But I feel like sometimes in that system, if they had a – if he was as good as we hyped them up to be, they would have won more Super Bowls. They would have done more
right.
already.
And, I mean, you can say, like, they were, like, this close to winning one. And, wait, so your argument is, like, the so you think the Legion of Boom
– I think Legion of Boom carried Russell
Wilson.
Well,
you know the Legion of Boom wasn't the Legion of Boom that season. Like, they –
When they won the Super Bowl, they were
right, and then the year before that, like the Legion, like they were still solid guys. They just didn't get talked about until they started winning.
Oh yeah, but
because they always like they like Cam Chancellor was before Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
Richard Sherman was there. Like the Legion of Boom was there before Russell Wilson. Why weren't they winning Super Bowls with Matt?
I mean, they were just formed though. Like it was like think about it. I want to actually Google that. Like how
because Marshawn Lynch was there before Russell Wilson. Why didn't they win games until Russell Wilson got there, right?
I don't know. That's a good point.
I'm saying they're
winning games now, but what are they doing like when it matters? Come January, February, what have they been besides losing to Green Bay and shit like that every season in the playoffs? You see what I'm saying? Like I feel like I don't know how to phrase this. I don't want to sound dumb saying this.
No.
I feel like it is kind of dumb to say.
I agree.
Because he's great. He is great. But I feel like sometimes this man hurts the team and he tries to do too much. He tries to do too much.
Well, so, who else is? It's like you're playing basketball and you're putting the hands of Kobe's got the ball and you get mad at Kobe for taking the shot.
No, but this
what is he supposed to do?
No, then you so get it's not
mad
like
at,
that.
You get mad at Kobe for not taking the shot.
Noah,
Jesus.
No, but
that's probably the best part of the.
Yeah.
Wait, but
you couldn't hear that shit no more. Talking about Russell Wilson, he had to run over here.
Hey, straight up though, if Daniel Jones forces a pass, I see all the announcers on his ass. Like, oh, you can't be doing that. He has to learn not to do it. Russell Wilson does it, and then it's okay. Like his stat line was like one touchdown, two picks, and I think they barely won the game. And this was they lost the game. It was versus Buffalo.
Well,
and everybody's still hyping him up, like oh, like defending him. Oh, he had to do what he had to do. Like if it was anybody else, they'd be knocking him.
Well, that's because look, that was. That game against Buffalo, it was only him out there. I mean, he had the receivers, but he had no run game, and his defense was horrible that game. That was one of the worst performances probably in Seattle history. Josh Allen's now leading second in the league in passing, probably just because of that game. But you look at this game against the Arizona Cardinals, who are a great team, I would say. I think they've got a solid defense. Patrick Peterson's still playing lights out ball at his age. And Russell Wilson went 21 for 26, and that 300, a little over 300, or a little under 200.
I think a little under 300.
A little under, like he didn't have to go out there and do everything you're saying. Like he had the team around him, and that's great. Russell Wilson, like that's the perfect stat line for him. He had 100 and not perfect pass rating, but it was up there.
Yeah, but you see what happens when he's a game manager and not trying to. Like do too much, like what I'm saying.
Because
he went out there.
He had a little bit of help as the Seattle Seahawks run game. He's the leading rusher. He's the leading rusher. He's not compared to Lamar Jackson that runs the ball like consistently every play.
And
but he runs it like on third and seven when.
Well, that's on the offensive coordinator too. Then because there's running backs that you plug in and for any other team and they have like breakout games all the time. Like DeAndre Swift just had a breakout game with the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew him. Like you could put like. What's his name? Phillip Lindsay. Throw him in there, like throwing literally any running back, and they do good, in my opinion.
Unless you're
Alvin Kamara or Christian McCaffrey or Derrick Henry, like all these other running backs, they can rotate them like every single season, get a new running back.
I mean, if you're like a salt, like a average back, like look at like we talk about often, Tony Pollard. He's not like the greatest back, but he's not the worst. Like Tony Pollard in that Seattle offense, I feel like he could take off.
I agree.
But I mean, you got DJ Dallas, who's I think was a
he's a rookie
exactly
he's
like a sixth round pick.
He's a fourth string rookie.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Got forced into a position.
so you think that you could just plug DJ Dallas in the 49ers?
Bro, he's an NFL running back. He's not a bad athlete. Like sometimes we forget that these guys are in the NFL. They're good. Like they've put up numbers in college. Right, you could put them in the NFL behind a good offensive line, and you run the ball. They're gonna get yards. Like.
Some of them tiptoe to the hole. Some of them are scared.
Yeah,
some of them can't.
I don't know.
Yeah,
if you're tiptoeing through the hole in the NFL, like why are you there? You
see I agree. I don't know. Yeah, why DJ Dallas is there.
I don't see that happening. I don't know. Like go get any run. You could. There's so many free agent running backs that they could probably just go sign.
And that's what they did. Bo off the practice squad this week. So he had more reps than DJ Dallas. That's exactly what they're doing.
That brings me back to what I'm saying, right? Russell Wilson's not doing too much, right? What happened? They won the game. Mm-hmm. When you put all the pressure on Russell Wilson's shoulders and he tries to do too much, they lose the game. And that's just...
Okay, let's go back then. Let's go back to week two, I believe, is when they played the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson don't play lights out. They lose. Let's go back to when they're down 13-0 to the Vikings.
Right.
In like week four, a winless Vikings that no one thought was very good. If he doesn't march down the field with no timeouts, less than a minute left, and hit convert twice on fourth down conversions, which was a game-winning touchdown, they don't win. If he doesn't march down and score one more touchdown against the Dolphins, who seem like frauds, they seem like a bad team. They only beat bad teams, who the Dolphins are now kicking off, and the Vikings are playing. Yeah, exactly. All these teams that seem bad. If Russell Wilson doesn't do his job, if he doesn't play perfect, they don't win games. So I don't want to hear that Russell Wilson doesn't do it.
Yeah,
I was talking about this in the elevator. If you have Patrick Mahomes go out there, or Tom Brady, even in the Super Bowl versus Philly, he lost that game, but he threw like what 70 times in that game. Like they can take that pressure and they'll put up the numbers and they'll come out on top most of the time, not always.
You hear the comparison. If you put out Patrick Mahomes, who's probably going to be the greatest quarterback that's ever played the game, and you put it Tom
but that's
Brady,
what people say about Russell Wilson,
who is right, but you're trying to.
What I'm saying. People want to throw Russell Wilson. Last week we did it ourselves. We were hyping him up, threw him in the MVP conversation, did all this. But he's not that caliber. Like, he's not as great as everybody says. In my opinion, I'll throw it out there.
I don't think he is. You're nuts.
Hey, maybe
what do you mean?
Maybe I'm a hater, but what's...
You are a hater.
Wait, that so you think if you plug in Patrick Mahomes...
Eli Manning has more Super Bowls than Russell Wilson.
It's a team sport.
But if he was if he was as good as Brady or Mahomes,
Eli Manning didn't have to do anything. He just had Justin Tuck and Michael Strahan blitzing Brady. You can't compare Super Bowls. It's a team game.
When do they do it with a 30-second offense? I do think though. I did hear something on ESPN. I think it was like 3 weeks ago that their current defense is the second worst defense in NFL history. And as long as the game has been played, they're ranked that it's the second worst. Yeah. And I think the first worst,
but that's
was
not every
Seattle
season.
Seahawks when they won the Super Bowl.
But that's not every season either. Like, they're not the worst. They've had great defenses in the past.
They have. They have.
What's Russell Wilson done?
He won a Super Bowl and went to a Super Bowl. Yeah.
And lost. So why does it matter? You can't say rings and comparing all that. Like, he lost. It's like when people tell me, oh, Jordan's better
because
he has more. Yeah. It's the same thing when people say, hey, Jordan's better than LeBron because he has 6 rings.
Well, we're logical people. We don't believe that, right?
I don't, but that's what a lot of people say. So if you want to talk about it one way, like same thing with Brady. When people try and tell me,
but nobody's saying that Russell Wilson is not an elite quarterback in the world, but you.
I am.
And you're
foolish.
Yeah.
If that were the case, then you should be saying, oh, if you put Matt Ryan or you put fucking...
Matt Ryan would kill it for them.
For who?
For Seattle, they need a game manager. They need to run the ball and have a game manager.
They can't
run the ball.
They are trying.
Their lead rusher is Russell Wilson.
They're trying.
Russell Wilson can't physically sign a running back himself, he's not the greatest.
I'm going to need a drink. It's the NFL. You can go sign like...
That's not
true. Go do anything. Go get a running back.
The trade deadline has passed. You can't trade nothing.
Now they had 8 weeks to do it.
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, they had... At the time of the trade deadline, they had a pretty decent running back core, and then everybody got hurt. Chris Carson, who in my opinion is still probably in the top 10 back conversation, and very consistent, great out the backfield. He does what you need him to do. He's a consistent running back, has been hurt since the Arizona first half, and which is when they fell off as a team. That same second half, you see Carlos Hyde goes down. And then, who wasn't even healthy to start, it was the third string, Travis Homer, which nobody even knows unless you're a Seahawks fan.
That's Seattle's fault.
Like, right? But what you're saying is
I think if Seattle had a game time manager at quarterback, somebody that could just hand the ball off,
then they'd
make plays when they need to be made.
They'd be screwed.
No.
You just heard him say,
better.
Okay, so,
be way
okay,
better.
Let's look at Baker.
The defense wouldn't have to be on the field for the whole game. Maybe
I agree.
Give it 500 yards a game.
And that is why, with a little bit of help of a decent run game, they haven't had a good running back, and it's not because someone could hand them off the ball.
So y'all talk and stroke Russell Wilson's dick real quick while I find these stats.
Okay, I'll finish.
You get him started.
Bruh. Renee dropped some knowledge on me on why Russell Wilson is good then. And I'm not disagreeing, right? He's great. We know that. But hype him up. Stroke his dick.
It's clearly evident that when Russell Wilson doesn't play perfect, they lose games. I mean, when you look at all the games that they've lost is where the accumulation of all of his turnovers. Let's go even back to last week when they played the Buffalo Bills. That game, for the entire game, felt like a blowout, right? Everyone's watching this. Oh, yeah. My gosh, there's zero chance, right? And then out of nowhere, they're down plus double digits. They're down 21 points. And then it's a seven-point game. And it's not because they're running the ball. And it's not because their defense is forcing turnovers, because that didn't happen one time in the game.
Yeah, I agree.
It's because Russell Wilson is making big plays. And then at a certain point, when he has no help from his offensive line, he gets sacked two times in a row. It's now a 14-point game. It's like 3rd and 25. I mean, they're not going to just do an inside run to go ahead and get themselves in better punt position. He's going to go make a play, you know, for the first down conversion. He's got a shit ton of pressure again. He rolls out. He's got DK Metcalf in triple coverage, and he just hopes he can sling one in there. Is it a bad pass? Yes. Am I going to hurt him for it? No, because the game already seems like it's out of reach.
If Russell Wilson wins a playoff game this year, I'll fucking tattoo his name on my ass cheek.
When he wins the NFC championship?
If he wins the NFC championship, I'll tattoo his name on my ass cheek.
Fair enough, because he's going to do it.
I'll shake on that one.
Yeah, 100%.
He's not going to do it.
He is.
I really don't think Seattle has any chance. Like,
wait,
I really
so
think
the bet's to win the NFC?
If they win the NFC championship, I'll tattoo his name on my ass cheek.
Oh, this is getting clipped.
I still have them as my NFC favorite to go to the Super Bowl.
I don't know how. They have the worst defense in the league, too.
They do. Like, they do. And I almost think that they sometimes lit offensive score somewhat quickly. I'm not going to say they just let him walk
into
Russell the end
zone. Russell Wilson could go back out.
So they can give him an opportunity to cook.
That's a great way to win an NFL game. Let the other team score as much as possible. I completely agree.
Well, then what's it going to take for, you know, I mean, because, I mean, well, you don't think so, but, I mean, Russell Wilson is an elite quarterback. So what would it take for, you know, him and the Seahawks to win the NFC win the Super Bowl? Let's say that.
Right. The obvious answer would be, you know, We need to, you know, get our defense up to par. We can't. I don't think any team has won a Super Bowl being ranked dead last in any defensive statistic. I mean, I'm sure you can go as far back as the league goes. So that's the obvious answer. But I think the thing that they can currently do right now is just run the ball. Mm-hmm. The more you run the ball, the less pressure you have to put on Russell Wilson,
because
he sucks. You win the time of possession game and your defense is off the field. When you score super quick, which Russell Wilson does on a big, you know, pass to DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and all these big plays, and your defense has just been running, because one, Seattle's defense is actually a lot better than their statistics show, but they're awful on third down. They consistently give up 3rd and 12s, 3rd and 15s, let it be a penalty, let it be, you know, some bullshit little drag that ends up turning into a first down conversion. I mean, if you look at the game against the Bills, their defense didn't. Hey, chill. Their defense.
Hey, bro, that's animal abuse. Cut that out.
It's on the butt. If you look at the game, you'll consistently see a whole bunch of third down conversions, deep third down conversions. I mean, what's the kid's name? The sorry ass quarterback for the Bills. Josh Allen.
Wow. Yeah.
I knew his name.
Oh, he won midseason MVP over Russell Wilson. Just throwing that out there.
Who'd they play?
Josh Allen and the
Bills? Did they play the Jets twice?
I don't think they have played the Jets twice. They played them once.
Go ahead. Look it up, analyst. They've played them twice.
They have.
Either way.
But go on about Russell.
I mean, yeah. So going back to Russell, I mean, I think – If you look at all the games they've won, they don't win it if they don't have Russell Wilson.
And they've played them twice.
Twice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the second time, which they barely beat them, which I think Josh Allen had.
They did beat Arizona. Oh, no, they fucking lost them.
Yeah, no, but we're not bashing Josh Allen.
And wait, would you say that the Bills' defense is better than the Seattle Seahawks?
Bro, duh.
I would.
But that has nothing to do with it.
Sure does.
Josh Allen isn't throwing 100 picks a game and fucking leaving his defense on the field the whole game.
Russell Wilson has
10 picks.
Yeah.
That's a lot. It's halfway through the season.
He's got two picks against the Bills. He's got three picks against the Cardinals.
Didn't do so good versus the Rams either. Like, he put up 13 points. Where was his offense?
All right,
there?
All right.
What was their run game? What did they
gotta,
run for?
We got to move on. I mean, we're just arguing with one person. All right,
so I'm gonna do a timer because we'll talk about everything for an hour.
Let's keep talking about elite. Let's do quarterbacks.
Let's throw 60 minutes or 60 seconds on the clock.
Wait, what are we talking about now?
Let's do 60 seconds on the clock. I'll bring up the topic and then I'll let you go on about whatever. And then you'll probably be wrong and I'll correct you. And I'll drop real knowledge.
All right, start with the Saints. Start with the Saints.
Oh, well, what do you feel about the Saints not playing Jameis and playing Taysom Hill?
If it's true, I love it because I think Taysom Hill will come out there and lose the game for them, honestly. I don't think he's not a quarterback. Man's on punt team. A punt blocker.
I picked him up on the fantasy, by the way.
That's crazy that he was on the bench in your guys' leagues. Who are y'all playing with? But anyways,
by the way, on the sports banner.
I could tell because I don't believe it because, I mean, the Saints would throw it out. I mean, this is news from the Saints, so they could just be bluffing. But I think that they're going to – well, first off, I don't think they're going to win the game. I think they're playing an underrated Falcons team.
I agree.
Who has a lot to prove. You know, the season's not over for them, you know, and that's what I said last episode is, like, this new playoff spot is going to give teams life. So the Falcons are still competing. Raheem Morris, who only had one head coaching job, is fighting for a job. You know, there's a million-dollar contract for him. So this man's fighting for millions. And I like Atlanta to come out there and come up on top. And I know that they're underdogs, so maybe lock that in on the bravado.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You're not rolling with the Falcons?
60 seconds.
No chance. I mean, I think it's a great decision from the Saints to roll out with Taysom Hill. Mm-hmm. I mean, I heard Stephen A. Smith, you know, say, like, he doesn't think he's even thrown 50 passes in the NFL. So there's virtually no tape on him.
No, he hasn't. He's thrown 18.
Yeah, you have no idea how to game plan against this guy. I think they're going to just kind of run like a wishbone, kind of offense, you know, just run heavy. I mean, you saw what they did against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know you witnessed it. You know, he ran it right down their throats. And if they have Alvin Kamara who's playing, you know, who was questionable. So their run game is going to be absolutely great. I mean, it's not tough to throw the ball to Alvin Kamara in the backfield and let him do what he does.
No, and I know they're going to do a lot of that because one thing like the Saints do is they're like the number one team in short yardage passes.
Right.
You know, they have the deep pass. But why risk that when you've got Mike Thomas on the slant? And this isn't like a, you know, like, oh, Mike Thomas only runs slants. That's how the offense is run. Mm-hmm. Kamara wide open. Like, they'd rather risk, you know, Kamara catching the 5-yard little out route, make a guy miss rather than launch it deep and, you know, let's try that way.
Yeah. So, next question I have. So, Cleveland Browns, you could keep two and you could trade two. Nick Chubb, Odell, Myles Garrett, and Baker Mayfield. Which two would you keep?
Obviously I'm keeping, Myles Garrett. They got Kareem Hunt. So this is going to be the answer that no one wants to hear, but I'd trade Chubb.
I would trade Odell Chubb. And Baker.
See, I wouldn't trade Baker just yet. I think until like he finally realizes he's not the gunslinger quarterback he wants to be. Yeah. He's a game manager. Let the run game, you know, do the talking. Don't turn the ball over. So until he realizes that, you know, he's going to keep messing up, and a lot of people are going to get tired of it, and, you know, he'll be on his way out. But I'm going with Baker just because we've seen him as a game manager, and, you know, he plays solid ball. The run game is there. They could do it with Kareem Hunt, so trade Chubb. Keep right. Myles Garrett for sure.
So keeping Garrett and Baker.
Yes, sir.
Renee?
I say you keep Kareem Hunt, and you keep my fault. Yeah, you keep Chubb, you get rid of Odell, and you get rid of Baker. You don't need to throw the ball. You know, not every team really needs to be, you know, like you would say, like a gunslinging team. You know, certain teams excel at it, but you can beat teams like the Tennessee Titans do, and you can just run the ball. And when you have two, I would say, you know, fantastic running backs. I mean, Kareem Hunt's probably a better option as a starter for a lot of these other teams that are currently have as a running back starters right now. Mm-hmm. And you can just consistently, you know, keep them fresh, give them fresh set of legs, and, you know, just continuously pound the ball on them, set them up for a play action here and there. And, you know, that's how you win the game. You keep your defense off the field. And the Browns don't have a terribly bad defense. Mm-hmm. It's just they turn over the ball too late in the game. So you can just have a real consistent game manager. You give them like a Jared Goff or like a Kirk Cousins or someone Kirk Cousins who gets a lot of shit. All he has to do is hand the ball off. I think he does great over there. You don't need Baker Mayfield. I don't think he's that great.
So moving on to the Minnesota Vikings, they got the Dallas Cowboys this week. You guys want to let it ride or pump the brakes? Dalvin Cook scores 4 touchdowns on
pump the Cowboys. Motherfucking brakes.
pump the brakes. Pump the
you don't
brakes.
Like Wait, it? What was your pump statement?
So Dalvin Cook, I mean, he had 6 touchdowns in 2 games. Do you think he'll score 4 touchdowns versus Dallas?
No, not 4, but I like him to go for 2.
For 2 at least?
Yeah, because like last episode, 3 and 4, that's a lot for a running back. Yeah,
I think straight.
But I was going to say the Cowboys got the 2nd worst rush defense.
I was going to say their middle linebacker, Jalen Smith, he leads them in tackles. But if you watch them play, like they're getting gashed in between the tackles on the run. Like
right.
Huge runs. I think Minnesota's really going to come out there, ground and pound. And I think Dalvin Cook gets in the end zone maybe 4 times.
So definitely a fantasy starter. I mean, he is every week.
Oh, 100%.
He's going to win somebody's games.
Yeah.
But, I think we could just wait till we talk about locks of the week.
I think we'll be surprised on the Dallas side. Mm. You know, as far as I think their defense and it really kind of showed me a bit of life when you watched that Philadelphia Eagles game like 3 weeks back. You see them get forced 4 turnovers, a guy that's being abused the whole entire time. Not saying that Kirk Cousins is going to throw the ball, but he has been throwing the ball at least I think last 2 games somewhat decently. Obviously, they rely on the run game. I think Dallas is going to, you know. They do have a great linebacker core, even though, you know, they have been getting beat up in the inside. I think you see a lot of life come up from their defensive line. You see D-Law. You see, I think it's a Gregory on the other outside. You got Alden Smith.
Yeah.
All these guys that, you know, I think they're going to start making some plays. I think that game's a lot closer than we think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I could even see some Dallas winning a game, you know.
Wow.
I wouldn't put my money on it, but yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't think so.
And then when you look at how they played Pittsburgh, you know, they're getting creative. They're getting creative. So
well,
you got Jack's approval on that one.
Well, let's say, all right, pump the brakes or keep it moving. The Vikings win a playoff game.
Pump the goddamn brakes.
You don't think so?
No, not at all. I don't even they don't make the playoffs.
I don't know. They've been playing pretty good ball lately.
I don't. Kirk Cousins. I'm not a fan of his at all. I think he's one of the.
I wouldn't say the worst. But
besides
Russell
Wilson, he might be one of the worst in my opinion.
I wouldn't say he's one of the worst. There's some bad quarterbacks out there.
Yeah,
but I don't think he's not. He's not in my top 10.
I like their offense, like with Justin Jefferson. But
they've got great weapons, and in the cold in Minnesota, you're gonna have to run the ball in. You know, these upcoming months. You know, November,
December.
They
got a dome, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about, son?
Well, look, it's still going to be cold when they'd have to go, you know, travel back to Chicago, play them again. And he's got to be able to run the ball in these later months. And that's one thing they're good at. You know, Kirk Cousins is sitting in the driver's seat with some pretty good weapons. As long as you, like, just game manage. You're going to have Thielen get open. He's a great route runner. Justin Jefferson's been playing really good ball lately. They did start off slow and sluggish, but I like them to, you know, make a run. And I could even see them win a playoff game. I could see them sneak in at that last wild card. Maybe the Rams follow. I know they're going to lose this week, so there's ground to be made right there. Yeah, I said it. And we could jump into that, too.
I would say if the Vikings play any other team other than the Saints or the Seahawks, they will beat them in a playoff game. Any other team in the NFC.
Let's hope they don't run. I don't think they're not. They don't beat the Bucs.
They'll beat the Bucs too.
No one runs on the Bucs.
And Bucs aren't making the playoffs though.
The Saints ran all over the Bucs.
No, they didn't.
Bucs are the second worst team in the NFL, in my opinion.
Oh, you know, that's a good point. You know, Alvin Kamara still got held, and you know, but they are. Yeah, I guess that's a good point. Actually, they didn't run.
I would want to see. I do want to see Dalvin Cook on that Bucs defense. That would be a good matchup. Best running, well, the number one back in the league right now. But
Dalvin
Cook?
Yeah, I think he's...
Yards-wise, he's number one.
Oh, I thought you guys meant just, like, overall talent.
No, I meant
yards. He leads in rushing, yeah.
I'd put him in my top 3.
I think he's still got to be number one, honestly. I mean, CMC, I haven't watched enough play.
And he's been out. We're talking about this year.
Yeah.
Oh, this season? Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay, but... Bro, I'm not entertaining that.
Oh,
I'm not
Bucks entertaining are the Bucks that. Are the second worst team in the NFL behind Seattle.
I'm not entertaining that.
I'm not.
Why do the Rams win this week?
Because they're a way better team and the Bucks suck.
Like, give some input, use some knowledge.
Yeah, the Rams are gonna go out there and
you
light
just
up the scoreboard.
You just talking out your ass.
I'm not. All right, so straight up though, real talk. So Aaron Donald, I think he's gonna fucking be in Tom Brady's face all day. And Tom Brady, I'm one of his biggest fans. I don't think he's gonna do well under pressure.
And you don't think we're gonna do the same to them?
No.
We are second in sacks.
No, I think they're going to come out there. They're going to rotate their 3 running backs and run the ball down your guys' throat, even though you have one of the best run
defenses.
See,
that's what I'm saying. You don't want. So why do you think that they would be able to do it on us?
Because they suck.
We have the number one rush defense.
But they're going to suck this week.
You see, why? We haven't sucked against
because I bet on Tampa, so I know they're gonna lose.
The Rams.
Oh, so you're just happens. Okay.
I know.
Oh, so do you have no Jalen Ramsey stats at all?
Okay, actually, I'll make a bold fucking statement. Jalen Ramsey's probably gonna have like 2 picks this week.
That's really bold.
I bet you he does, bro.
Keep your money.
What they should do, what Brady and the Bucks should do, they should run the ball. I know they have all these great receivers. If with that defense, all they have to do is run the ball, like keep the defense off the field, no win games. But for some reason, they want to sign AB. They got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. That's great. Like, go air it out. How's that work for you? You got destroyed by the Saints, what, 38-0 or some shit like that?
I mean, they destroyed us.
They have Leonard Fournette, and I really don't like Rojo. I know him and Dre are big fans, but use them. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. You're not making any sense. So you think it's a bad thing to throw the ball to Antonio Brown, Chris Godwin,
and Mike Evans. He looks like a high schooler out there to me. I don't even think his fucking helmet fits his head.
I think you've watched AB play one buck game, and that was the same.
He was trash. Yeah. I mean, the highlight of the game, he broke up a interception.
Bro, I don't know if I could even talk to you about this. You're not making any sense.
I think
you think the
Rams offensive scheme, I think
the Rams offensive scheme is screwed. They're missing their best offensive lineman.
Yeah, so.
And we're second in quarterback sacks.
Yeah, but
we're
going to
be on Jared Goff's ass
Tampa does
Lot of bootlegs. They do a lot of
That's the thing.
Weak side like runs. They kind of run a very similar offense to the Vikings, mm-hmm. and I think you'll see a lot of pressure from the Bucs interior, you know, maybe front seven. You'll see a lot of blitzing, and they'll get close. They'll get close to Goff, but I think you're gonna see a lot of like little screens, a lot of these jet sweeps from like Reynolds.
Yeah,
you're gonna see a lot of creative ways to run the ball, and they're gonna run the ball, I think, pretty proficient.
I'm telling you,
efficiently.
To me,
a bubble screen, that's a run. Like, you know, it's not right, but it is. Yeah. All you're doing, it's basically a halfback toss. You're just getting like the receiver's already out there in a way, and they do a lot of that with Cooper Kupp, with Robert Woods. They like to get the ball to the flats and let their playmakers make plays.
And that's the thing. They're not going to make plays on us because we come up there and make that tackle.
Well, okay, so that's the thing.
We have tackling defensive backs. Yeah, their coverage is, you know, kind of one thing that holds us back, but they make tackles. Like, they meet the running back. You know, okay, for instance, that Rave defense. Yeah, we'll give up the flats. We'll give up that five because we're going to make that tackle.
I don't think you can versus the Rams, though. That's the problem.
Bro, you're tripping. That's because you haven't watched any Buck games.
I've watched
because
like
we
four
did
Bucks
it on
games.
CMC. We did it on Aaron Jones. What do you think Robert Woods is?
Oh, we have a live question. Van Jefferson for the Rams.
Okay, because he's a Gator, but he's probably... No, I'm saying they got some young talent, though. That don't matter because, look...
Hey, I like it.
That don't matter. That really doesn't, bro, because we're going to be on Gizgolf. He's got a losing record on the road, first off. When he's uncomfortable, which is, you know, pretty much the majority, you know, every quarterback, when they feel uncomfortable, they're not going to play well. And that's one thing that really pressures him. Andrew Whitworth's out. We're going to bring that pressure. He's going to get sacked a few times. He's on the road. He's got they're this year, I wrote it down. They got a losing record on the road, 2-3. They're going to lose. So I hope you don't put your money on it.
Oh, I am.
I'm putting my money on the Rams, to tell you the truth, man. I've been not impressed when the only game I can watch is the Bucks. I have not been impressed
at all.
But that's the thing. The only games you've watched were Saints and Bears.
I watched the Chicago Bears play the Giants.
And they have not covered a single spread, one, and they've lost flat out twice. So ATS against the spread, when Tom Brady's the only person you can watch, don't bet on him.
Well, yeah, don't bet on the spread, but you better take the money line.
Yeah,
because money line this season there's
minus like 250.
Yeah, I don't
250 bucks.
Well, then if you're saying do I think that they blow the Rams out? No.
One, I think the Rams cover the spread, and I think they beat them.
I don't, but there's
the
how
Bucks
do they
scare,
beat us?
I'm gonna be on the Bucks scare me because they got a great defense and all
as
that.
As a
but
gambler,
you don't
or
know if
as
no,
analyst?
As like as an analyst, and I'm being real, right? You don't ever know what you're gonna get from them, like you really don't. Sometimes they go out there and they play great. Sometimes they just suck. Like it's not consistent, and it's kind of like some other teams.
I think
in the NFL,
that offensively, it's inconsistent. With the O-line, you know, you don't know what you're going to get out of Donovan Smith. And that's one thing that I'm worried about, and that's one way we could lose offensively if we don't put up the points and our defense stays on the field. You know, of course, they're going to get tired, and then, you know, things will break open. But like you said, all we have to do is just go out there and move the ball. That's it. We don't have to have these huge, you know, throw it deep to AB
because
we have one of the best defenses in the league.
But
I think they're an extremely streaky team. They're, like, very momentum-based. Like, once things don't go their way, they struggle. I mean, exception of the Chargers, who find a way to lose a game every single week, yeah, or like the best, like 2-7 or whatever the record is, team in the NFL. To me, they shouldn't win that game. They should have, you know, destroyed the Bears, but they figured out a way to lose that. Like, once things start going bad for Tom Brady, I mean, he couldn't get anything going against the Saints. You're watching for one drive. Hopefully something will happen.
Once,
you know,
it rains, it pours.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess, yeah, but that's the thing. Offensively,
yeah,
our defense is still going to be there, and our defense could not get to Drew Brees, and that's what killed us, because Drew Brees was connecting on those third downs. I don't see Goff doing that. We couldn't get pressure on Drew Brees, and, you know, he tore us apart. We're going to be able to get pressure on Goff, and he's going to get uncomfortable, and he's not going to play good. And all Brady has to do is just not turn it over, run the ball, which will be tough because they do have the fourth-ranked rush defense, the Rams do.
Yeah.
But the Bucs have number one, number two in sacks. Secondary, you know, the coverages are, you know, our Achilles heel. But if we're getting that pressure on Goff, because a young secondary's best friend is pass rush, we're going to bring that. Bucks are winning.
I don't think
they're gonna get.
I don't think
the
Rams really need.
Why?
They don't. None of their offensive plays or their scheming really needs to develop. They're not a deep play team. They're very quick, so it doesn't matter how much pressure you get. If you can't sack them, you know, in the first 3 seconds, that's a play for the Rams, and that's why. I mean, granted, everyone does it to Seattle, so I'm not going to give them too much credit.
Yeah.
But they couldn't stop them, you know? And it's like, and our pass rush has increased. I mean, you look, you know, with a couple additions that we have, I think Jordan Reed finally came back. We got Carlos Dunlap. And if you look back when we played Arizona a few weeks back, you can see that we didn't hit Kyler Murray one time. You know, Carlos mm-hmm. Dunlap has 2 sacks alone, and I think we had a total of 6 sacks on Kyler Murray. He's one of the most elusive quarterbacks in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if we're struggling to get to Goff, which I'm not going to get and say that we're having that great of a pass rush, I mean, I could see that. I love Sean McVay. I think he's a great coach. I mm-hmm. think he's one of the best coaches, and I think he's going to game plan very well against this team. And I think the Giants kind of exposed the Bucs, for the exception of the Carolina game, which looked extremely shaky. Again, a momentum game. As soon as the Bucs start rolling, I think they're like the Chiefs. It's like nearly impossible.
Exactly. Well, all they have to do is clicking, get rolling. Yeah. But that's the thing. Our defense is clicking every game. I don't know what we did against the Saints. We only blitzed 3 people the whole time. That, I don't know what we were doing. I don't know. I can't tell you. So every time you bring it up and I sit here looking dumb, it's because I am. Right. I don't know what the hell that was. We got no pressure. But Andrew Whitworth is one of the best left tackles in the league. Now he's out. That's a huge loss for the Rams. And I think that's going to expose them. So I don't think it's going to be a big shootout by any means, but I think we win by 7.
Well, I don't have my little cutout of an L, but just so y'all know,
we'll see.
An L, Monday night. Go ahead, check it out. I'm sorry.
So another game this week, Chiefs at the Raiders. Raiders had 10 of their defensive players on the COVID list. 7 of them came back. They're able to play. The Chiefs are – it's kind of funny because last season everybody was talking about them. This season it's been – they're doing great. They've only lost one game versus the Raiders.
Right.
But it's been a quiet season, right? They haven't had like – much hype around them. Everybody's talking about the Bucs and all these other teams, Arizona. I think the Chiefs actually blow the Raiders out by 20 by 21 points.
I was gonna say 17. Yeah.
You like that? They lost last game.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, any given Sunday won, you know, and the Raiders had their day, you know. I think Derek Carr went out lights out, just throwing the ball. And I'm not gonna say he's a bad quarterback, but I don't think he's one of the most consistent quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
He's not even my top probably 12, so he's I don't think he does that well. And I mean I can never really go against Pat Mahomes.
I disagree about the car. I mean, I would put him in top 10, maybe top 12.
Yeah,
I don't think he's as bad as you're making it seem.
Maybe I give him 14, give him somewhere there.
Well, I'm not gonna ask you to list them all. Yeah, but no, we don't have to do that. But no, I agree fully. I think the Chiefs dominate them on both sides of the ball. And move up next.
You know what would be nasty? Kyle Pitts and Travis Kelce on the same team. Holy shit. I just thought about that. I don't know why that ran like.
Moving on.
That would be sick. Okay. So anyway, Tua's 3-0. Dolphins are on a 4-game win streak. Are they for real or not?
I mean, I've liked the Dolphins for a very long time. I liked the Dolphins really since last season when I kind of saw them turn things around. I mean, I had Dolphins beating the Pats. And in one of my parlays last season, I have the Dolphins winning their division, overcoming the Bills. And if you've looked at the line movement, when I locked it in, it was like 6-1 odds. And now it's like, I think, 2.5 or 3-1 odds. Mm-hmm. And they haven't lost a game. I mean, the 49ers was the game that I felt like they were going to finally do something. Personally, I wouldn't have went to Tua to transition. I think Fitzmagic was having a great season, but Tua's impressed me. I have a lot of faith in Tua. Yeah. I think he makes good decisions. He doesn't turn the ball over. That's something that Fitzmagic does. Mm-hmm. And he's more elusive, so he can buy himself a couple more seconds. They don't have any weapons offensively. I can't name, other than DeVante Parker, I cannot name, I don't even know if I said his name right.
Just
that's how little I know this offense. They got their defense and their coaching is what I really believe in. So I like them. And the Broncos don't impress me. Drew Luck does not impress me.
Not at all.
Their run game used to impress me. I used to like Phillip Lindsay. I don't know why Melvin Gordon starts. I think Phillip Lindsay should be the starter.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
I agree. I think the Dolphins, I think that it's very possible they can win the division. I'm not counting them out. I still like the Bills as my favorite. But I like them to come out on top. I like them to make a big statement win here.
Who?
The Dolphins.
Okay.
Whoa. I was like, whoa.
You like the Bills, and then thinking the Broncos.
Get them out of here. I'm rolling with Tua and the Dolphins.
Yes, all right. Well, before I drop this last little bit of knowledge, do you guys have anything else?
Yeah, real quick.
The Bills suck.
Oh, no. I was going to go about Seattle. No, about what you said early. Or wait, is your knowledge about the Patriots?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, let's hear it.
So
come on.
I had to end with this.
Let's hear it.
Because I don't know why people don't believe me. I had shit on Twitter for it. Patriots are winning the Super Bowl this year. We all know that, right? Like, everybody here knows that? We're all good with that?
Are they making the playoffs?
They're winning the Super Bowl.
How are they going to get into the playoffs?
They're going to run the table. They had a bad start.
What does that even mean?
Yes,
what
run the table.
You texted earlier, run the table. Yeah. I thought it was a typo. What does that
usually
mean?
Usually that's
like,
what happens
what
to
run
winning.
The table.
Winning teams run the table.
You run the table. They're going to win out. They're going to win every other game the rest of the season. Bro, they're in one of the worst divisions. AFC East is, I mean, they got the Jets. They'll play the Jets again.
Barely.
Dolphins, I mean, you know, that's a little brother. We'll beat them. The Bills, they're pretenders. I think we run the table. We beat the Rams. Who else do we play? I don't even know. It doesn't matter. They're going to win.
You think
they're going to win it all. Cam Newton's going to have 5 touchdowns this weekend. I'll throw that out there, too.
He's definitely not throwing them. It may be rushing. That's the only chance. I don't think he's gotten 2 passing touchdowns
in
a game.
Lamar doesn't throw it. We'll be fine. Taysom Hill's not.
I'm not arguing with this.
And Lamar's a buster, bro. I don't know why he won MVP, honestly. I'm so disappointed in him. I don't want to put all the blame on him because he doesn't have the most offensive weapons, but he just finds a way to lose games. I mean,
we're not going to say that Lamar Jackson shouldn't have won that season because he had a great season that year.
Yeah.
This season,
he had a lot of highlights.
You know who also had a great season? One of their first seasons, RG3.
All right, wait. So hold on, we'll talk about that in a second. But I want to go back to your Patriots thing.
Yeah, I don't know what's so confusing,
bro. Because they're not good.
They're amazing.
You're not giving us any knowledge here. You're just throwing it out there because you're a fan.
Go watch Patriots game. They're the best team I've ever seen.
Why? Because they beat the Ravens in the wet weather.
Yeah,
in the monsoon.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Because Lamar Jackson can't hold on to the ball and muffs like 3 snaps and sets him up for like 3rd and 15.
Wait, when the Patriots go out there and they hit the field, I just get a whole fucking energy. Like,
because you're a fan.
Oh, I get
you're
a hard
just talking
on.
About.
Dude, they're fucking great. They're going to win it all. Like, I think if they played Seattle or Tampa Bay, they would win by like 30.
But they have played Seattle. They have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, without Cam Newton.
Oh, without Cam Newton.
Yeah, he didn't play.
He did play.
He was on the COVID list.
No, he played.
For Seattle?
Yep, he
when
played.
When he sit out?
He played
the next game. You know how I know he played? Because it was down to Cam. It was 4th and 2,
and
they went to run the bomb.
Hey,
and
man,
he got
growing
stuffed.
Pains.
He got fucking stuffed.
Growing pains. That's all it is.
Okay,
we'll
so
all
right. look. All right, so they beat the Texans this week.
Yes, I agreed.
Oh, by 40.
Did they beat the Cardinals?
Yeah, 100%.
Nope, no chance.
Kyler Murray is a little miniature Cam Newton. That's
no,
it.
He's a miniature Russell
no,
Wilson.
No, because you know why? Because Kyler Murray can throw the ball. Cam Newton
so can
cannot.
Cam.
No, he can't.
Cam is the best arm in the league.
The Patriots have no big play ability. You look at the Seahawks. They have big play ability. DK Metcalf
we
can
too.
Score.
We just haven't shown it yet. But we'll show
where,
it. We'll
where,
get there.
Where?
Oh, Julian Edelman in the slot. Just
you're
set him on the seam route.
Even playing
bro, you're
day.
Delusional.
Touchdown all day.
You're a delusional
bro,
fan right now.
They're amazing.
Look, Kev, I see a little bit of myself in you right now. I used to be the biggest Jameis fan. And look, once I realized.
The drink or?
Jameis Winston. Oh. I considered him an MVP candidate. I considered him the best quarterback in football. He's still in my top 10.
30 for 30.
Exactly. But new definition. That's not what I'm getting at. It's you know, I was a fan.
Yeah.
But look, we have a pretty successful podcast. Bro, we have to put our fandom behind.
All we
got to
do is outscore every other team from now till the Super Bowl, and we'll win games and be crown champs at
the
end.
Of course.
I think the Jets can do that.
Yeah.
As long as they outscore other teams.
But look, it's not going
to
happen.
Done. For the exception of their losses, they'd be undefeated.
Exactly. But I don't know what's so hard to understand. I really don't get it.
That y'all are not good. Mm.
They're bro.
I think they're better than teams give them credit for.
I would say that.
I think it goes all down to coaching. I mean, I still think Bill Belichick's
definitely
the best coach there is at this point. And I do think that they run the ball pretty well. But like Oka said, when it comes to big plays, they just don't really have the artillery for it.
Well, think about this.
They have to get creative. They have to throw a pass from running back or something.
They got
to
find
Cam Newton has to catch the touchdown.
Exactly.
Cam Newton is the playmaker. Yeah, but
no,
I mean,
not.
Think about this too. It's a whole new system, right? Josh McDaniels never had a mobile quarterback. He was using Tom Brady, so they switched up the whole offense. It's going to take time. They go through growing pains, and I think that's what
it was. Take time.
Beginning of the season.
It's week. We're in week 11
right
now.
It's not too late. So what's the record? They're 3-5 right now.
Yeah.
I think they are setting up.
They could finish 10-6. Seven teams make the playoffs this year.
I think
so. They could actually go 9-7 and still make the playoffs as a 7 seed. If they get in 7 seed, they're going
to
play.
But they have to win outright to go 9-7?
No, I mean, no, not even. They're 3-5.
Okay, so
they could lose.
Think
they could
they
still
beat,
lose two
so
more games.
Okay.
You think they could beat the Cardinals?
They wouldn't play the Cardinals in the playoffs.
I'm talking about to get to the playoffs. So they might beat the Texans.
Look, let's say they take an L to the Cardinals. I think they beat the Texans. I think they beat the Chargers. They could beat the Dolphins, the Jets, the Bills, and the Rams.
I don't think they beat the Chargers.
The Chargers, the Jets, the Texans.
And again, even if they lose to the Rams and the Cardinals, they still go 9-7. They're a 7 seed.
They're going 7-9.
I don't like it.
They're not beating the Bills. They're not beating the Rams.
I think they beat the Bills. I think they beat the Bills.
I don't.
The Bills are awful.
I think by that time,
almost as bad as Seattle. But yeah, if we get in as a 7 seed, I think that fucking experience with Bill Belichick, playoff fucking experience, he's going to take
them all the
way. But
that's the thing.
He's going to prove everybody
wrong.
All
they can do is run the ball. They have no big playability.
Hey, they don't need to.
Yes, they do. You need big playability to win Super Bowls.
Hey, we could just kill the clock and fucking win 3-0 every game.
But
I like
you have to score points to
win. I don't think a team scores a touchdown on us for the rest of the season.
All right,
I think we don't give up more than 3 points in any game for the rest of the season.
We're logging off.
We should just go through our little picks of the week real quick.
Right.
And then, you know, maybe we post this on Twitter or something
like that. Well, Patriots, you all know that. Right?
Okay, so
they beat the Texans.
Here we go.
Let's go down through it.
All right, I'm closest. So we have Atlanta, New Orleans.
New Orleans.
I'm rolling with Atlanta. They got a lot to prove still. League's still open. Or playoff spots are still open. Raheem Morris needs a head coaching job. They want to play for him.
We got to put 10 seconds on the clock because it's my mom's birthday. And they're blowing me up. I'm
Cincinnati, Washington football team.
I got to go Washington football team. That front four is deadly.
Same here. Washington football team. Pats in Houston.
Got to go Pats. I think they run all over the Texans.
I'm going with the Eagles over Cleveland.
I like it.
It's spooky. I don't trust the Browns, but the Eagles,
Miles Garrett's
I don't trust.
Last
it
week,
don't really matter.
Last week,
Carlos Wentz is playing. So
yeah, last week they had the most players come back from injury. You know, they're always better the second game back. They shook off the rust. They win. Steelers, Jags.
Steelers.
Jags spread, but Steelers money line barely.
Let's go with all right. So Titans, Ravens.
I took Tennessee money line.
Yeah, I like Tennessee spread 100%, but I could see them sneaking that one. I hope they don't because I have a Ravens divisional parlay.
Well, I'm rolling with the Titans.
Yeah, Titans.
Yeah.
Chargers over the Jets.
Yeah, don't
Yeah. wait, upset. No, I'm just kidding.
We got the Vikings and Cowboys.
Minnesota.
I've got to go Vikings money line, but I think I take Cowboys spread +7.
I'm rolling with the Vikings. Can't stop Dalvin. Big game here, probably game of the week. Packers, Colts.
It's spooky. I feel like it's a trap line. Packers as an underdog is just very
I think
skeptical.
It's the most shifted line all week.
Are they now a favorite? Yeah, it is. It started up at 3. It started up at 3, so it's a 3-point movement. I think a lot of people were skeptical or scared the way the Jags played against Green Bay, but I don't see Green Bay having a second performance like that. I like Green Bay.
I like the Colts only because they have more time to prepare. I think they're going to get after Aaron Rodgers. Pressure-wise, they're great. When they bring pressure, they're winning most of the time.
They got
time.
A good run game, too.
Yeah, like I mentioned, Aaron Rodgers doesn't like the pressure.
Mm-hmm. The Colts have a good running game?
Yeah. They run like a different...
Naheem Hines.
Yeah, he's good. Like Jonathan Taylor, he has up and down games.
They've got like three backs.
Yeah. Fresh legs.
Good RB, running back committee, but I don't think they're a good running game.
This is my lock of the week right here.
Bucks and Rams.
I got the Rams. That's my lock.
I'm going with the Bucks.
100% I'd go Rams spread, but I would sprinkle some change on that Rams money line. I think, like I said, I'm not impressed when I can only watch Tom Brady. He doesn't cover spreads, and he barely wins if he does.
We just did 20 minutes on why I think the Bucks are going to win, so
yeah,
moving on.
All right, I think that's it.
But, I mean, I got out my MOB. We talked about the NBA. Bucks are winning this week.
We clarify the Patriots are, of course, best team.
Yeah, we got a chance to see, you know, Seahawks finally run the ball, and you see how they win the games.
Seahawks
are a real deal.
I think Kevin tarnished his reputation.
When the Patriots win the Super Bowl this year, you guys have to wear their jersey.
This is his tattoo.
This is a live representation of the Patriots fans not being able to accept the dynasty's over.
Oh, it's just getting started.
I think you guys get Trevor Lawrence, and I think that's the well.
I don't want him. By the way, I'd rather take Trask.
I think the reason they picked up Cam Newton was to set up their new future with a mobile quarterback.
Hey, they're doing a bad job at it because they're winning games. They're not going to get any quarterback.
That's not true. They're not winning games.
They're going to pick 32nd.
They'll give up Stephen Gilmore for somebody.
But all right, you know, as always, you know, we love the support, love the feedback. You know, just I don't know.
Yeah, guys, if you guys have any questions for us that you want us to cover next week, go ahead and comment. Or, you know, send us an email.
Slide in the DMs.
Yeah.
But
talk to us. We'll talk back.
Yes, sir.
Toodaloo.
Signing out.
Hasta luego.